The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen.
Daf Chav Gimel. Today's daf is being studied on Neshmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tinehamer Begin Aiden Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashilema Yosef Ben Sarah, Rahamim Ben Adel, Sarah Bat. We begin today's daf on Chav Bet Amud Bet, and we are three lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, we have a Braita. Shanaim Omrim Kadesha. Two witnesses come along and say the lady was Mekudeshet. Ushnaim Omrim Lonet Kadesha. Two witnesses come along and say she was never Mekudeshet. Hare Zu Lo Teneset. She should not get married to Chetahida. Ve'im Neset. But if she got married, Lo Tetzet. She does not have to leave. She may stay married. B'di'avad. Shenayim omrim netgarsha. Two witnesses come along and say she got divorced. Ushnayim omrim lo netgarsha. Two witnesses say she did not get divorced. Harezu lo tenase. Again, the chetayla, she should not get married. V'im neset, but if she got married, tetse. Gemara says, mai shena resha umai shena sefa. What's the difference between resha? Meaning, why in the case of the two witnesses that say mikudeshet and two witnesses say ena mikudeshet, we say what? That if she got married with the avad, the deen was lo tetze, she's able to stay married. And in the second case of the gerushin, if you had two witnesses that said megureshin, two witnesses said ena megureshet, im neset, we say what? Tetze. What's the difference between kiddushin and gerushin? Amar abaye targema be'ed echad. Explain the case that's talking about one witness. How? Ed echad omer nitkadesha. One witness comes along and says nitkadesha. She had kiddushin. Ve'ed echad omer lo nitkadesha. And one witness comes along and says lo nitkadesha. Tarvayu bifnuya kamisadeh. Comes out, you have two witnesses that are really saying that what? She is single. Which means one opinion saying what? Nitkadesha. Which means she got married. Meaning what? She was single and she got married. And the other one's coming along and saying what? Lo nitkadesha. Meaning she is single. She is a geruya. So the Gemara says, in this case over here, Tarvayu bifnuya kamisad Rashi, the divishinim ad akshav bihaskat penuya ita. She's until this point, everybody's agreeing the hazakah and the girl was, she was a penuya. The one that's saying she's not mikudesh is saying she's still a penuya. The one that's saying she is a mikudesh was saying until this point she was also a penuya, but now she got mikudesh. So both are saying that her hazakah was what, she was a penuya. Now the witness that comes along and says mitkadesha havi lehad. He's just one witness. It's two against one. Because by the way, both witnesses are agreeing that what, until this point, the hazakah, she is a penuya. And then one witness comes along and says, and now I'm saying that what, she got married. So it's two that are saying she's a penuya, as if, and one is saying that she got married, so it's two against one. And therefore, she gets married. That's a, why? Because it's two against one. Sefa. No, I know, I'm sorry. And therefore, lo tetzeh. And that's why when if she gets married, she's able to stay married. Why? Because by one, they're saying she's a penuya. Penuya, she's free. And then when she got married to somebody else, but yeah, she's able to stay married. Because two are saying penuya, one is saying mikudeshet. And therefore, she stays married.
I said the same thing yesterday, right? Similar. She was single, and then she got married.
Yeah, everybody's saying the hazakah, this girl was a penuya. He's just saying she got mikudeshet now. And the other witness is saying she's not mikudeshet at all. The bottom line, both are agreeing on the premise that what? She's a penuya. And therefore it's two penuya, one mikudeshet, two against one, penuya. Penuya, if she gets married to somebody else, she'd be permissible. Yeah. So comes Gevra and says, Sefa. In the case of the Sefa, that's the case of the Gerushin. Eid echad omer nitgarsha. One witness comes along and says, Netgarsha, that she got divorced. Ve'ed echad omer lo nitgarsha. One witness comes along and says, she did not get mikudeshet. Tarvayu be'eshet ish kamisadeh. Both basically are saying what? That her status was a eshet ish, that she was married. Yeah. One is saying nidgarsha, one is saying lo nidgarsha. The bottom line, they're establishing a what? That she, we all agree she was a eshet ish, she was married. The high they come and nidgarsha, and this guy that comes along and says nidgarsha, habi dehad, he's only one. The end of Arabsha dehad in Kovshnaim, it's two against one. And therefore, the establishment is that what she is a eshet ish, and therefore, if she goes to get married to somebody else, we're going to say tetze. Yeah, so that's the in the case of the kedushin, the hazaka is pinuya, hazkat pinuya. Therefore, she gets married to somebody else, she can stay married. The case of the gerushin is hazkat eshet ish. And therefore, since hazkat eshet ish, if she gets married to somebody else, we're going to say what?
The breita was 2 and 2.
You're right, but he's learning the case. He's talking about not 2 and 2. Change the case to edehad. That was that's his answer. Amar Abaye, Targema be'ed echad. Interpret it. That's not about 2 witnesses, because 2 witnesses, you have a problem. Interpret the case of 1 witness. Okay? Good. Comes the Gemara and says, Rav Ashi Amar Le'olam Tre V'Tre. Rav Ashi comes along and says, learn the Braita literally, it's 2 witnesses against 2 witnesses, V'Ipuch. But switch the dinim around. Which means, by the Kedushin case, say, Tetzeh. And by the Gerushin case, say, lo tetze. Okay, now, how's it going to work? So the Gemara explains, Shenayim umrim ra'inua shenitkadisha. 2 witnesses come along and say, we saw that what? She became Mikudesh. We saw it. Veshnayim umrim lo ra'inua. 2 witnesses say, we didn't see. Now, they're not giving a positive testimony that they saw it. They say, we didn't see her become Mikudesh. Shenitkadisha. Harezu lo tenase. So we say, lo tenase. Ve'im neset tetze. So the Gemara says, Pshita. What do you mean? Of course, Tetze. Lo ra'inua in ara'aya. They're just saying we didn't see anything. But you have 2 witnesses that come along and saying, conclusive proof. We saw her get Mekudeshet. Beautiful. That's 2 witnesses that say Mekudeshet. 2 other witnesses are saying we didn't see anything. Right? You didn't see anything. That's not ra'aya. So then you have to bank on the 2 witnesses that said Kiddushin. And then if she gets married to somebody else, Tetze. So the Gemara says, no. Kabbalah says, Pshita, lo reinua, ina ra'ayah. It's not a ra'ayah that they say we didn't see anything. Because in the lo tzericha didayri b'hatzer echad. The case is talking about where they live in the same courtyard together, which is the 2 witnesses that said we didn't see anything. They live in the same courtyard as this lady. Now that tema im ita dinit kadesha, we're going to say that if she indeed made a kedushin, kala itla lemilta, that there would have been a voice, which they would have heard. So therefore, by them saying, lo nit kadesha, and what, living in the same Lora Inua, we didn't see it. Maybe I would accept the testimony. Why? Because Baba living in the same courtyard, and if there was a kiddushin, they would have heard something. Maybe the testimony is a strong testimony. Kamash ma'alan, that what? The avdi in chidimikadche bisina. And the hadush is that we say no. People sometimes get married bisina. They get married in private. And therefore, the fact that you didn't see it means nothing. Even though you're living in the same courtyard, because it's quite possible that what? That she got married, b'sina'ah. So therefore, since we say that, so therefore basically the real 2 witnesses, you have to believe the witness that said what? We saw her get mekudeshet. And those 2 witnesses that live in the same courtyard and say we didn't see anything mean nothing. And therefore, if she gets married to somebody else, the deen is going to be, comes Gemara says, sefa. Okay, what's the case of the sefa? The case of the sefa is, shenayim umrim ra'inua shetigashah. Okay, 2 witnesses say we saw that she got divorced. Those are solid witnesses. 2 witnesses say divorced. Vishnaim umrim lo ra'inu ashet garsha. And 2 come along and say, well, we didn't see her get divorced. Harezu lo tenase. Don't get married like a tahila. Vim neset lo tetze. But if she got married, she can stay married. So the Gemara says, my kamash ma'alan. What's the hadush? Which again, because with the 2 witnesses that say we saw her got divorced, those are solid witnesses. So therefore, they saw her got divorced. If she got married to somebody else, of course she can stay married. And the other one is just saying, what? We didn't see her get divorced. That's not a ra'ya, we didn't see her. So the Gemara says, Afagav de daili b'hatzer echad. So you'll tell me, oh, maybe the hadush is that even though the 2 witnesses that say we didn't see her get divorced, again, they live in the same courtyard. And therefore, maybe you have to believe them, because if they're living in the same courtyard, they should have heard something. And they didn't hear something. Maybe the testimony is legitimate. Therefore, it's 2 against 2. So the Gemara says, Hainu ach. Well, that's the same hadush as the Eresha. When you taught me that, Hatsir, Hainushu, and Idresh, about the case of the Kedushin. So the Gemara says, Mao, the Tema Gebe Kedushin, who da'av the inchin of Kachem Bitsana. I would have thought maybe Kedushin they do it b'tzana. Aval gabe girushin ita de garsha kala ita lemilta. But maybe I would say by girushin is the opposite. By girushin, maybe they do it in a way where it's probably so. It's kama shmada. Avdi inchid bekatshiv de bekatshiv b'tzana. Even girushin they also do b'tzana. So therefore, when they come along and say we didn't see a girushin, it means nothing. Even though you're living in the same atzer, no, that maybe they did it. So therefore, in that case, over there, you got to rely on the witnesses that come along and say, we saw a Girushin. You saw a Girushin, so therefore, don't get married. But the Avad, they can get married, they can stay married. So that is the deen. So the Mefashim say that, I'll say that people are Mekadesh B'Sin'ah, Im Kadesh Lo Yikademenu Adam Ahed. The reason why you do Kadushin B'Sin'ah is because you don't want somebody to beat you to it, to the girl, to take the girl. It's like Kiddushin, you do Bitsana'ah, you don't want to lock it up before anybody else takes it, right? Or he's marrying a girl, let's say, that's beneath his dignity, so he wants to do it Bitsana'ah because he's embarrassed. And the reason why you do a Kiddushin Bitsana'ah, because you don't want to embarrass the wife in Beit Din, meaning in a public situation, Befaris, yeah. Because it's an embarrassing thing to give a get, therefore they also do it Bisna'ah. Good. So that's the two answers of the Gemara. Comes the Gemara, continues. V'im shenaseit ba'u edim lo teseh. Okay, what was that case over there? So we learned in the Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, we had two cases in our Mishnah. We had a case of the lady comes along and says, I was married and I got divorced. Or I was taken into captivity, but I was teora. So the common denominator between those cases is she is ne'emenet, because we have a rule of call, apeh she'asar, apeh she'tir. Okay? And then we said, what? But if there were edim that came along and testified that she was married, so now already, and she's coming along and saying, yeah, but I'm divorced, so then you don't believe her. Because the edim are really the ones that are being osir. So you don't have the sevara of apeh she'asar, apeh she'tir. Oh, but the Gemara says, but if she got married, then the witnesses showed up. So then the deen was, imbau edim lo tetze. She got married, based on her own testimony. Then witnesses showed up and said something. So then already lo tetze. So now we have to explain which case is that going on. There's two cases in the Mishnah. Imbau edim lo tetze, which case is going on? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yoshaya matnila adesha. And Yoshaya learns it on the first case, the case of the Ishet Ish, which comes along, Ishet Ish Haiti, and then it Gersha. And though she got married, and then the witnesses came along and said, Ishet Ish Haita. So that case over there, lo tetze. Rababar Avin matnila asefa. Rababar Avin learns it on the asefa, that's the case of the Shivuya. I was in captivity, and then I was teora. She got married, and then witnesses came along and said, you were in captivity. So that case over there, lo tetze. So it's a mahloket, which case the sefa is going on. So the opinion that learns around the Risha, meaning on the case of the Eshet Ish, called Shekin Asefa. Which is going to be lenient by Eshet Ish. That what? That even when the witnesses come along and say, now we're telling you she's Eshet, and still you let her remain married. So called Shekin Asefa, or the most in the case of the Shivuya, the Bishivuya Hekidu. In the case of the Shivuya, the rabbis were lenient. Because the whole deen of a Shivuya is a Chumrah. That what, when a lady's taken into captivity, you're going to not allow her to marry a Kohen, because you say maybe the Goyim violated her. That's a Chumrah that we make by the Kihuna. So therefore, Kol Sheken, if we're going to be lenient in the case of the Eshet Ish, where the witnesses came along and said she's Eshet Ish, she still let her stay married. So Kol Sheken, in the case where, let's say, she married a Kohen, then now the witnesses come along and say she was a Shivuya, Kol Sheken won't let her stay married, because by Shivuya, it's only a Chumrah Be'ama. However, man de matila sefa, but the opinion that learns this deen of imbau edim lo tetze on the sefa, on the case of the Shivuya, aval aresha lo. But in the resha, look, when Eshet Ish are going to remain, nahmid. Meaning, according to that shita, she got married, and then the witnesses came along and said Eshet Ish, she would have to be tetze. Comes and says, lema b'drabe menuna kame palke. Let us say that the machlok between Rav Oshaya and Rav Bar Avin is based on the shita of Rav Menuna. Why? Demad dematila aresha, the opinion that holds it's on the resha, eat led Rav Menuna. Holds of Rav Menuna. What was Rav Menuna's shita? So look at Rashid, Rav Menuna, the Amar. Remember, Rav Menuna's shita was very important shita. Isha she'amar al ba'ala girashtani. A lady that tells her husband, you divorced me, ne'emen it. Hilkach. And now why she didn't admit it? Because she has a rule. In Isha Mi'iza Bifnei Ba'la. That lady's not going to be brazen in front of her husband. If she wasn't divorced, she's not going to tell him, you divorced me. Hilkak had amra girusha ani me'emna. Which is according to the Shita that learns it under the Shah, he's going to hold of what? Rav Menuna. What? So therefore, she's coming along and saying, "What ishit ishaiti v'ngarashti." So if you hold of Rav Nuna, she has a nemanut because any isha me'aizah b'fnei ba'ala, and therefore, when she says gerashtani, she has a nemanut. Uman dematila sefa, but the shita learns this, that what that's on the sefa in the case of the shivuya let led Rav Nuna. Does not hold of Rav Nuna, and therefore she does not have an emanut when she comes along and just says Girashtani alone. Because again, this case is like she's saying Girashtani alone. Because once the witnesses come along and say Ishit Ishaita, so therefore she's not the Pesha Asar. The witnesses are saying that she was Ishit Ish. So all that testimony is what Girashtani. So if you hold like Rav Nuna, you believe when she says Girashtani, because any Shami Aizab Efne Baala. Therefore, what Lo Tetzeh. However, if you don't know like Rav Nuna, when she says Girashtani, she does not have a ne'emanut, and therefore what? Tetzeh. So that would be the machloket. Machloket Tina Moshiyana Vabaravim would be the old of Rav Nuna. The Gemara says, "Lo, they call the alma eat the old Rav Nuna." Both she taught really old of Rav Nuna that what in Isha Me'izah Bifne Ba'ala. And therefore she's not ne'emanut when she says Girashtani. Ve'acha mepalgeh. Temor sabar ki etmar Rav Nuna bifanav. Ava shelo bifanav Me'izah. The machloket is how far do you say this rule? Do you say it only befanav, which means everybody agrees befanav in front of the husband itself, and she's not going to be me'izah, she's not going to be so brazen. The machloket is, do you also say it shelo befanav when she's not in front of the husband? And now Mishnah is talking about a case where she's not in front of the husband, and therefore the first shita that says it's going on the isha, it says what? That in isha me'izah afilu shelo befanav. So therefore, witnesses came along. She got married. Witnesses came along and said, "What eshet ish at?" So therefore, her only claim now is eshet ish off the table because the witnesses claimed that. So their only claim is what nidgasha, and it's nidgasha shelo befanav. So this shita will say that in isha me'izah afilu shelo befanav. And therefore, she could stay married, because we believe in what she says, Nidgasha. According to the second shita, says, no. That which you say, in Isha, Me'izah, is only Bifanav. But Shelo Bifanav, Me'izah. And therefore, in this case over here, since it's Shelo Bifanav, the witness has already said, Ishit Ish, so there's no Apesha, Asar, Apesha, Etid. All she's saying is what? Nidgasha, Shelo Bifanav, Nidgasha, Shelo Bifanav, is not in a minute. Therefore, in the case of Ishit Ish, she'll have to be. Therefore, he's only learning on the Tzefa, the case of the Shivuya. Comes the Gemara, continues. The Imishin is said, Ba'u Edim. Amar Abu de Shmuel. Okay, Abu de Shmuel, so the father of Shmuel said, Lo Niset, Niset, Mamash. Oh, which means like this. When it says in the Mishnah that if the witnesses came after she got married, so we said, what? Lo Tetzeh. We just looked at Machloka, which case is that going on? The Resha, the Sefa. But the point is, if she got married, Lo Tetzeh. So Abu Dishmuel says, when it says, if she got married, doesn't mean if she got married per se. Ela kevan shetirua linaseh. Once already they were matir ha-betin to get married, afapav shelo niset. Afapav shelo niset. Even though she didn't get married yet. Which means once betin said, she came along and said, let's go according to the case of Shivuya, according to everybody. She said, Shivuya iti ve teora ani. So Betin says, you can get married to a Kohen. Abu Dishmuel is saying, once already Betin permits her, even though she didn't get married to a Kohen yet. That's it, she's muteret. They cannot take it back. So the Gemara says, Veha lo tetzeh ketani. But that doesn't make sense, because the Mishnah's language was, that what im Mishnah said, that after if she got married, lo tetzeh. So it's master what? She was married. Right. It's not that we're matira. So the Gemara says, Lo tetzeh mehetera rishon. Which is Lo tetzeh means she does not go out from her permissibility to get married. We understand Lo tetzeh means she got married, she stays married. Not even she got married yet. What's the matira to get married? Lo tetzeh, she doesn't go out from that heter to get married. Tanu Rabbanan. Amra nishbeti v'tora ani. Good. She comes along and says, listen, I was taken into captivity, but nothing happened. I'm Teora. So she wants to marry a Kohen. The Yeshli Eidim Shetorani. And she adds to the claim. Not only do I have witnesses that say that I was indeed Teora. In Omrim Namtin Achiavu Eidim. We don't wait until the Eidim show. You don't need the Eidim. It's superfluous. We have the Pesha Asar, the Pesha Tit. So you don't have to wait for the Eidim to surface. Eda Matirin Ota Miyad. We Matira Miyad. Oh, now let's say they were matira to get married based on that sevara that the pesha sapeshetir da'agak ba'u'edin va'ama va'amru lo yadanu, and the witnesses come along and say, we don't know what happened, we just know that what she was a shivuya harezu lo tetzeh. They got lo tetzeh because we learned in the Mishnah that what? Once already witnesses show up after the fact that she gets married by the case of Shiva, yeah, everybody agrees what? She's able to stay married. However, let's say witnesses come along and they're not saying we know she was in captivity. We're saying we know she did it. She was with the goyim violated her. That's already adet tumah. That's a different type of testimony. They're saying it happened. Then already, afilu yesh kama banim. Then even if she got married, she has children. Doesn't matter. They're saying she was tumah. Tumah because she's a sasurat to the kohen. There's a difference between witnesses that come along and say after the fact that she got married shivuya, or witnesses that come along and say tumah. Witnesses that say tumah are obviously worse. This is the case of the Quran, the case of the Shivuya. Hani Shivuyata Datin and Harda. Okay, there were certain captives that came to Narda. Ladies that were taken into captivity. Otiv Abu Nishmael Datune Ba'adayu. So Abu Nishmael saw these ladies that were taken into captivity. So he went and he sat with them in order to protect them from the Goyim. He wanted to be a Shomer for them. Ambal Shivuya, so Shivuya, his son. The story happened with Abu Dishmael, the father of Shemuel. So Shemuel's son tells him, "V'ada idara man natrinu." He says, what are you gaining? Until this point, he was watching them. You think just because you're protecting them, that what? Nothing happened? Before you were protecting them, who knows, maybe they were violated. So Amar le, so the father of Shemuel tells his son, "Ilu bintach avyan, mi avit mizalzil behu, kulehai." If these were your daughters, would you be so mizalzel with them? Which means, at least let me protect them now. What are you being so lenient over here? Would you, I'm not discussing whether it had bi'ah or not bi'ah. Bottom line, I want to protect the Benot Yisrael now from further violation. If they were your daughters, why would you just leave them not protected? Gemara says, mi avit mizalzel b'kulai, havai kishkaga shiyotze melefnei ha-shalit. Once Abu Dishmael said it, it was like a mistake inadvertently that came out of the master. Which means, it's like a king that inadvertently says death sentence. Once the king says death sentence, you have to execute. Once already he gave that example, if your daughters were taken into captivity, already it happened. And therefore what happened? Ishtabyan b'tid demor Shemuel. The daughters of Shemuel, as a result of that statement, ended up getting taken into captivity. So what happened? Veskinu l'aradi said, the captors were in Bavil, so they took the captives, the daughters of Shemuel, to Bavil to get a ransom. Ukman v'shivuyayinu me'ibray. So they were smart, these girls. They said, okay, we're going to get you the money for the ransom. So they told the captors, you stay outside the Beit Midrash. We'll go in the Beit Midrash and get the ransom money from the Hachamim. So they kept the captors outside. V'ayli le'bim midresha d'rev harina. And they entered the Beit Midrash of Rav Harina. Ha Amra, so the first daughter of Shemuel said what? Nishbeti v'teorani. I was taken up to captivity, but I'm teora. V'ay Amra nishbeti v'teorani. And the second one said, I'm also taken up to captivity, but I am teora. Now they were able to use the what? The Pesha Asad, HaPeshiti, they were smart girls. Because they kept the captors outside. If the captors would have came inside, then it's not HaPesha Asad, HaPeshiti, because then the rabbis know it from their own testimony. They know it from themselves. Now that they kept the captors outside, have the rabbis already taken the captivity from themselves. That's a Pesha Asar. Now they believe to say, Teorari. So what the rabbis say? Sharinu. So therefore they say, okay, you're permissible to the Keuna. Sof Ud Atu Shavyunu. Which means all of a sudden the captors entered. But now it doesn't matter. Now once the captors entered, already that she had a Pesha Asar, Ha Peshiti. They were Matir already. You know, we say in the Mishnah, once they were Matir her to get married, even if the witnesses come after, it doesn't matter. Abba Rav Hanina Benan de Morian Inun. These daughters must be the daughters of a posek halacha, which means because they saw they were smart. They knew this thing to keep the captives outside when they came in order to say we were taken to the captivity with Teora. She said, wow, these daughters must be the daughters of great more halacha. It was revealed that indeed they were the daughters of Moshe Muel. Abba, the Rav Hanina, the Rav Shaman Bar Abba. So Rav Shaman Bar Abba was a Kohen. He tells him, "Puk itfal bekrobotech." It seems that he was related also to the family of Shemuel. So now he tells Rav Shaman Bar Abba, "Listen, go marry them. Go marry your family member." Which means we will matir them. They're permissible, and therefore go marry one of the daughters. Amar le, let it be Hanina. So she tells Rav Hanina, "Vayika edim b'medinat hayam." Maybe there's witnesses in Medinat Hayam overseas that know that these ladies were taken into captivity, And therefore, maybe the witnesses preceded this situation over here. And therefore, you don't have a pesh asar, a pesh yetir. So they come along and say, Hashtamiya litnu kaman. Which means, right now, the witnesses are not here. Edim bisad astan v'taser. Which means, you have the witnesses b'astar, astar in the north. I mean, they're always somewhere up north. As long as they don't surface yet, you don't have to worry about witnesses on the other side of the world. Bottom line, hapesh asar, hapesh yetir. So the Gemara says, Ta'ama delo atu edim. Also the Gemara makes a diyuk. That's only because the witnesses didn't show up. That's why I told you, don't worry. They didn't show up yet. You have a pesh asar b'yetir. Ha atu edim. But it's smart if they would have showed up. Mitzera. You can tell me she's asura. Ve'amar abudu shmuel. Kevan shetiru an nasir. Ava pishilo nesit. Didn't we just learn once they were matira to get married? Even if witnesses show up, it doesn't matter. So therefore, even if witnesses would show up. Amar avashi, I did tum'a itmar. We were worried that maybe witnesses, in a chalem, if witnesses of tum'a would show up, then already she would be stuck. He was coming to say, maybe there's witnesses. What type of witnesses? Maybe there's witnesses of tum'a. And therefore, can I get married? So the rabbi answered him back. Until the witnesses show up, there's nothing to talk about. You're right, but if the witnesses would show up, even if she was married with children, like we learned, she would have to be tetzeh. So again, anyway, you see that one, the daughters of Shmuel had a chokmah by keeping the captors outside in order to use this, the pesh asar, and pesh yetir. So they said, it must be the daughters of the wiser scholar. Matitin. Sheteh nashim shenishbu. Okay, you have two ladies that were taken into captivity. Zot omeret nishbeti v'teora ani. Vezot omeret nishbeti v'teora ani. Each one comes along and says, I was taken into captivity, and I am teora, ena ne'emenet. Now why are they not ne'emenet? So look at Ashi. Shtei nashim shenishbu, sheyesh edim shenishbu. Oh, there was witnesses already that said that they were taken into captivity. So what's the deen? Once there's witnesses that say that she was taken into captivity, you don't have a pesha asar, a pesha etir. So then when they come along and say, we were taken into captivity and we were teora, it's not based on their testimony. It's not a pesha asar, pesha etir. You have witnesses that came along and said she was taken, they were taken into captivity. Therefore, they're not ne'emenet. Ubizman, she'em me'idot zu etzu are'elu ne'emenet, or ne'emanot. Now the Mishnah says the first chiddush, that there's a ne'emanut that the Hachamim gave, that one lady can testify on the other lady, which means both were taken into captivity. Even if, let's say, witnesses showed up. Witnesses came along and said, yeah, we're saying that what? They were shivuyot. Also, there's no apesh asap pesh yetir. But the Hadush says one lady can come along and testify about her friend. I said, listen, we were both together in captivity. I'm telling you, she did not, nothing happened to her. She's teora. The deen of the Mishnah is ne'emenet, which is the Hadush that the rabbis believed one witness, the Gaber, the deen of Shivuya Rashi, Hale'elu ne'emanot, the Bishivuya, Hekilu le'ha'amin, Ed Echad va'afilu Isha. Exactly, which is the Hadush, not only they believed Ed Echad, but they also believed in Isha. So the case was, again, you have two ladies taken into captivity. When each one comes along, testifies for themselves, they're not believed. Why? Because witnesses showed up already. Once witnesses showed up, it's finished. Because you have no apesh asad, apesh yetir. Now, she'enke, now, if witnesses showed up and said, nishbet. But what? Each one is coming along and testifying about their friend. I'm saying that my friend is okay, even though it's only one witness. Even though it's only an isha, the rabbis were leaning to believe edut isha, edehad, by the case of shivuya, and therefore they are believed to say that nothing happened. Now comes Gemara and gives a bright. A bright is going to discuss four distinct cases. Taru Rabbanan, case number one. Ani teme'a v'habirti tehora. Right? The first one is, she says, common denominator between all the cases, two ladies taken into captivity. She says about herself, I am teme'a, but my friend is tehora ne'emirit. She's ne'emirit on both claims. Ani tehora v'habirti teme'a, the exact opposite case. I am tehora, and my friend is teme'a, ena ne'emirit on both cases. Case number three. Ani v'havirti teme'a. Both me and my friend are teme'a. Ne'emenet al atzma. She's believed on herself. Ena ne'emenet al havirta. But she's not believed for her friend. Ani v'havirti tehora. She says, me and my friend are both tehora. Ne'emenet al havirta. Ena ne'emenet al atzma. Good. Those are the four cases. Now the Gemara is going to analyze the cases. Amar mor. Ani tehora v'havirti teme'a. That is actually case number two, where she's saying, I am teora and my friend is teme'a. Ena ne'emenet. She is not ne'emenet. Hechi dameh. What's the case? Ideleka edim. If there's no witnesses, which means everything is based on their testimony. Al atzma amay lo mehemna. Why is she not believed? Nishbeti v'teora ani kamra. Which means she's coming along and saying, I was taken into captivity, and I'm teora. That's a pesha asar, a pesha etir. If there's no witnesses, why should she be believed to come along and say that she is teora? And the deen in that case is what? In an emenet. Why in an emenet? If there's no witnesses, she's coming along and saying, I'm teora. That means I was taken into captivity, and I am teora. She should be believed. Oh, so that's analyzed. So the case must be told by the way there was witnesses. Once there's witnesses that are coming along, they preceded her, that are coming along and saying she was a shivuya. So therefore, when she comes along and says tehora, it means nothing, because she don't have a pesha asar, a pesha etir. Therefore, she's not believed the gaber herself. Oh, when she says haberti teme'ah, she's not believed, which means the gaber her friend, because she cannot testify the gaber her friend that she is teme'ah. She has no name, and she's only one witness. One witness is not permitted to come along and be mitame'ah another lady. But what? She is going to be teme'abat, which means, because we have two witnesses. Since two witnesses came along and said nishbet, once already two witnesses come along nishbet, the assumption of nishbet, she's violated. And therefore, she's not going to be allowed to marry a queen. But it's not going to be based on the lady's testimony. It's going to be based on the fact that witnesses came. So therefore, the case has to be talking about what? Where there was edim. So case number two must be established that there was edim. Good. Ema mitziata. I go to case number three. That's the middle case. Ani v'haberti teme'ah. Good. She says both me and my friend are teme'ah. Ne'emenet al atzma. She's believed for herself. Ve'ena ne'emenet al haberta. But she's not believed for her friend. Now v'idi kaidim. If you're saying that there's witnesses, amai lo me'emna. Why didn't she believe for her friend? Which means, in the case where she's saying ani teme'ah v'haberti teme'ah. What was the deen? For herself, she's ne'emenet. Okay, ani teme'ah. Of course, she could say she's teme'ah. That's the easiest way. She's saying I'm teme'ah. Why shouldn't she be believed? She's incriminating herself. But when it says haverti teme'ah, she's not ne'emenet. Why shouldn't she be ne'emenet? If already you tell me that there's edim that came, so edim are coming along and saying what nishbet, and she's coming along and saying haverti teme'ah. So of course, why shouldn't she be ne'eman? Look at Rashi. Rashi. V'ena ne'emenet al haverta. See that, Rashi? V'ena ne'emenet al haverta. Al korchach, mashma de haverta b'chazkat teora kaima. That's the key. When it says, she says her friend is teme'ah, we don't believe her. Mashma wa? That she's teora. Why is she teora? If the case is with his witnesses, she's not teora. Because once witnesses come along preceding all the claims, she's not teora. So why does it say when the friend says in an emenet, when she comes along and says my friend is has got tumah in an emenet? Why in an emenet? In an emenet is much that what she's going to be really teora. Why should she be teora? If witnesses showed up, she should not be teora. So that case cannot be talking about where there was witnesses. Oh, so therefore case number three must be talking about where there's no witnesses. So let's learn now case number three without witnesses. She comes along and says, Ani teme'ah. Okay, Ani teme'ah. Of course she's believed. She's incriminating herself. V'havirti teme'ah. Since there's no witnesses, she's only one ed. One ed does not have an imanu to come along and say that her friend is teme'ah. Good, so she's in an imanu gabeh, haverta, because there was no witnesses. Beautiful. So case number two is, witnesses. Case number three is, no witnesses. Oh, emasefa. Now I'll go to case number four. Ani v'haverti tehora, which comes along and says, me and my friend are both tehora, ne'emenet al haverta. She's believed the gabeh her friend, but she's not believed to gaber herself. If there's no witnesses, why isn't she believed for herself? You have a pesha asar, a pesha etir. So you have to say case number four, so there is edim. So for herself, she's not emenet because bottom line you have edim. For a friend, when she comes along and says, she's emenet. You know why? Because the deen is that we believe her. Why do you believe her? Even though you have edim, what are the edim coming along and saying? All the edim are coming along and saying she was taken into captivity. And you have this one lady testify for a friend that what? She's teora. So everybody's agreed that she was shivuya. But I'll tell you she's teora. And didn't we learn that what? The hakamim believed one witness to come along and say teora by shivuya. Ede had afilu isha. So therefore, in that case, there should be ne'emenet. So very good. So there comes out case number two, ye edim. Case number three, no edim. Case number four, ye edim. So the Gemara says, Resha v'sefa di'ika edim. Mitziata de'leka edim. It's strange in one braita to establish cases, yes, some with witnesses, some without witnesses. So the Gemara says, Amar b'ye'in. Yeah, you have no choice. Resha v'sefa di'ika edim. Mitziata de'leka edim. I'm sorry, you have no choice. That's where you have to establish the blaita. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, Rapapa Amar. Rapapa give a different answer. Rapapa is going to come along and say like this. Kula di'ika edim. Okay, all four cases is talking about where witnesses preceded and came along and said Shivuya, that she was taken into captivity. Good. Now we have to learn all the four cases over again to see why the dinim makes sense with witnesses preceding. But there's one more condition that Papa says. What? The ika edehad deka apich. There's one witness that shows up that comes along and says the exact opposite. Whatever this lady claims. Just to get skeleton. Two witnesses show up and say right away, Shivuya. That's starting off all cases. Shivuya. Not on her testimony. Shivuya. Good. Example. The lady comes along and says, me and my friend are both Teora. You have one witness that says the exact opposite. No. You and your friend are both Teme'a. Okay. And whatever she said, opposite. You have one witness that says the exact opposite. Now, once already we establish the braita like this, all the cases will make sense. Ika, Idim, and all of them, with one witness that's reversing anything that she said. Okay, let's start. Amra, and we're going to go back to case number one. Okay? Ani teme'a v'havirti tehora. And she's coming along and saying, Ani teme'a v'havirti tehora. We said, the gaber herself, Ani teme'a ne'emenet. And both believed on both sides. She's believed on herself, she's believed on her friend. So the Gemara says, Ve'amar la edehad. And then one witness came along and said, the opposite. At tehora, you're the one that's tehora, ve'havirtich teme'ah. Right? Reversed it. Now, ihi shavitel nafsha hatikha de'isura. Well, she said, ani teme'ah. Once she makes herself hatikha de'isura, I don't care what the other witness says. She made herself isur. Once she makes herself isur, one witness cannot take her out of her isur. So therefore, when she says ani teme'ah, even though one witness comes along and reverses it, doesn't matter. Therefore, what? She remains teme'ah. She's believed on her claim. Havirta, but her friend, mishtariya apuma dida. Her friend is going to be mutar on her testimony. Why? Because we have a rule. One witness is believed by Shibuya to say what? Teora. So therefore, you have one witness, you have two witnesses, first of all, that come along and say, she was taken into captivity. Okay, no, it's obvious, she was taken into captivity. But I'm telling you that what? The lady said, I'm telling you my friend is Teora. She's believed. Why? Because one witness is by Shibuya, Hakimim gave a linchi. Then you have one witness that comes along and says, Teme'ah. It's two against one now. Because the lady is considered like two. We gave her a ne'emenut like two. So the one witness that reverses, he's only like one. One witness that says teme'ah, right. One witness that says teme'ah has a ne'emenut of one. One witness that says tehora has a ne'emenut of two. Because Hachemim were lenient to Gabesh if we had to come along and say tehora. So for case number one is established. Yeah, witnesses, one witness was me'apech. Legabeh, she was shavitin nafshatichad esura, and legabeh a friend, she's saying that she's teora, she's testifying. Good. Case number two. Ani teora v'havirti teme'ah. She's coming along and saying what? Ani teora v'havirti teme'ah. The deen in that case is in an eminent on both claims. Okay? So look at what analyze. V'amar la'edehad. Now one witness came along and reverses. At teme'ah, you're a teme'ah one, v'havirtech teora. So the Gemara says, "E kevan diika edim lav kol kemine." Once already there was witnesses that said what shivuya. So therefore, you don't have a pesha, said a pesha tit on herself. So therefore, she's not believed because she's coming and saying, "I need tohara." Because the witnesses preceded you. Once witnesses preceded you, you're not amen. So therefore, her testimony is, and plus you have one witness that's also agreeing that's saying that what she is tibah. So with the edim that say shivuya, plus you have an ed that says. She is indeed Teme'ah, so therefore when she says Ani Teora, she has no Ne'emanut. Havirta, but Havirta, her friend, Mishtariya Apuma De'ed Echad. Very good. Which means, she's coming along and saying, my friend is what? Teme'a. Well, she's not emir to come along and say her friend is Teme'a. She's only one witness. But you have that one other witness that's reversing. And that one witness is considered like two. Because we said that one witness is believed, the Gabet, to say that a lady is Teura. So therefore, she's not ne'emenet it to say Teme'a, meaning she will be Teura. And therefore, that's case number two. Good. Case number three. Ani v'havriti Teme'a. Okay, both are Teme'a. V'amar la'ed echad at v'havritich Teura. And the one witness comes along and says the exact opposite. Both you and your friend are Teura. Ihi shavitel rav shehatichat esura. Well, finish. What's when she says the Teme'a, she's ne'emenet it. I don't care if one witness reverses. Once the lady herself makes herself hatichat esura, her testimony of herself is the strongest. Therefore, you cannot reverse it. Good. Okay, but again, her testimony is what? She's Teme'a. So the deen is what? In an eminent. Why? Because I have one witness that's reversing. The one witness is coming along and saying, Teura. And we believe that one witness as two. Very good. Oh, so not only question is like this. Case number three, the Hiddush is what? That one witness is Ne'eman to say Teura. Well, really, that was the Hiddush of case number two. Which means case number two and three are basically saying the same point. That one witness is believed to say Teura. So Gemara says, Hatu Lamali, Hainu Resha. Now, when it says Resha, that she explains Resha means case number two. Because case one and two are considered Resha. Because it's really the flip cases. And case three and four also flip cases. So therefore, we call Resha case one and two. Case Sefa is case three and four. So the Gemara is asking, what do you mean? Hainu Resha. Meaning case number two, the point that it was what? That when one witness comes and says Teura, they have a ne'emanut of two. So Gemara said, no, ma'u de tema. I always said like this. I need case number three. Case number three is a hadush. What's case number three? Case number three. Hani tarvayu teorot ninu. Which maybe I'll tell you, in the case where she's claiming, ani tema b'havirti tema, maybe I'll really say what? Both are teorot.
Because she included them in a group like?
The reason why she said, "Ani teme'a, v'havridi teme'a, tamut nafshi in Pilishtin, he dekavda," which means she wants to come along. She wants to have an imanut. She wants to be believed, right? She wants to be believed that they'll believe her that her friend is teme'a. Okay, so how is she going to get believed? So she come along and say, "You know what? I'll gain credibility by saying I'm also tameh." So she figures by saying I'm tameh and my friend's tameh. So she figures the rabbi was right, listen, she's honest. She's saying I need tameh. Right. So could be I would argue like this. Maybe I'll say in that case over there, maybe her friend is going to be really
tameh.
Maybe both of them are going to be teura. Maybe both. Maybe even her is going to be teura. Because I'll say what? She's really teura. She's just trying to get credibility to ruin her friend. Nice. And therefore, it's the rule of Tamut Nefshi and Pilishtim. Meaning, Shemshon HaGibur said, I'd rather kill myself, but if I can kill some Pilishtim with me also, I'm happy. So therefore, I would have thought in case number three, she's working with a Sivan of Tamut Nefshi and Pilishtim. When she comes to the rabbi and says, Ani Teme'a, Ba'avirti Teme'a, maybe really both are Tehora. And what? She wants to spoil her friend, so she spoils herself, but really both are Tehora. That's why, kamash ma'alan, that what? No. When she says, ani teme'a, she's ne'emenet for herself, and she's not ne'emenet for her friend. I would have maybe even said that she herself is permissible. Mm-hmm. Which is for sure her friend is permissible. I would have said, maybe even her herself is, how could she be permissible? She's saying, ani teme'a. Maybe she's only saying that, she's willing to ruin, mess herself up, just so she be believed, that friend, kamash ma'alan, we don't say that. So the Hiddush in case number three is we don't say the Sivan of Tamut Nafshi'im Pilishtim. Now we go to case number four. Ani v'havriti Teura. Good. Now case number four is what? Me and my friend are Teura. Well, for a friend, she's not named. For herself, she's not named. Because witnesses preceded. Yeah. Witnesses that said she was in captivity preceded. So there's no Apesha Asad, Apesha Yatir. Now, Havriti Teura, she's believed. Even though you have one witness that's saying the opposite, but her ne'emanut is like two. So therefore, she's believed. The Gemara says, "Ve'amad la edechad." Right, the one when it's reversed and said, "At v'chavertech teme'a." Well, ihi kevan diika edim lav kol kemina. Chaverta mishtaria apuma dida. But the friend will believe apuma dida because she's coming along and saying, "Teura." The Teura is the din of Two witnesses, they first believed. The Gemara is right. Hatulamali. Again, what do you need this case for? Hainu resha de resha. That's case number one. Because what's case number one? Case number one is where she says Havirti tehora, and the one witness says Havirtech teme'a. Mm-hmm. And what do we say? She's ne'emenet. And that's exactly this case. Where she's saying Havirti tehora, ne'emenet. Of course, because we're treating her like two. So why would you need case number one and four? Lechaora, one and four are saying the same. Chedush, that she's believed over the one witness that's saying teme'a. Yeah. So Gemara says, "No, I'll tell you how to smell the tema. Ki mehimna bimkom de pasla nafsha." So maybe when do we believe her? Maybe you believe her only in case number one because she's porcelaining herself. So when she's porcelaining herself by saying, "I need tema," then we'll believe like a bad friend. Aval bimkom de machshira nafsha. But in the case of case number four, where she's saying, "I'm teora, my friend's teora, ema lo mehimna," maybe I'd say what she doesn't have a name. Why? Why would I say that? So look at Rashi. Aval hecha. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines before they get wide. Aval hecha de mekshar na mevsha. Ema mishum didahu de kaamra velo ahaverta. Which means when she's coming along and saying, ani teora ve haverti teora, maybe really our ikar testimony is for herself. She wants to matir herself. And then we're saying, ani teora, and then she throws in haverti teora also. Yeah. She throws in Fred also. But you what? She's out for herself, really. She's like giving testimony. She wants to be. She says, "I'm willing to be. If I can kosher myself up, kosher her up also. Let everybody be tawar. As long as I get tawar." So it could be in that case. I'll say, "Well, you don't believe like a bad friend." Kabbalah's on case number four. That even when she says, "Ani torah haverti torah," haverti will be torah. So then we have a kabbalah. That's the deed. So then we have four cases. We have two ways to learn the cases. Either we have Abaye's way, where you have to split the cases. Some you have Edim, some don't have Edim. But then Gemara says this little dohak, you have to establish cases, little, you know, one not like the other. And then you have the case of the Papa, where said all the cases have Edim. Add that one Ed in the factor that comes down, reverse everything she said, and all the cases make sense as such. Amen, amen.